Does God still speak to us today? Is it possible to hear His voice? How can I know what God wants me to do? How can I know the leading of God? Today I have some good news, because I want you to know God still speaks to us.
Welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in Mount Airy, Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way.
In last week's message, we heard Pastor Brian Grant bring a message that was part theology and part history, as we learned how it was that some of the fundamental doctrines of our Christian faith became lost in the traditions of men, only to be marvelously recovered and reaffirmed in the Protestant Reformation of the 16th century. In this week's message, Pastor Grant will look into the scriptures to find the answer to questions that may be on the minds of many people. Does God speak to people in the same way that He did in the Bible? Does God still speak to us today? And is it possible to hear His voice? Turn with us to Acts chapter 16 as Pastor Grant brings his message entitled, How to Hear the Voice of God. Here's Pastor Grant.
An atheist was walking through the woods when he saw a 7-foot grizzly bear charging towards him. And as you can imagine, seeing the bear charging, I don't know if you have ever seen a bear charging, but I remember when we were in Alaska, and Cheryl and I, we were walking out in the woods, and they had warned us that if we ran across a bear, that we were to stand and pretend that we are very, very big. But then when we saw all these signs that our bears were in the territory, we decided not to risk standing as if we were tall. But there were bears in the territory. There were bears out there in the woods. But this man, as he saw the bear approaching, he turned and ran as fast as he could. Only problem is he tripped and he fell on the ground. And as he rolled over, the bear raised his paw and took a swipe at him. At that instant, the atheist, this is a man who believes there is no God. At that very minute, the atheist shouted, God, please help me! Time stopped. The bear froze. A voice came from the sky. You deny my existence and you teach others I don't really exist. And now you expect me to help you? Are you ready to be a Christian? The atheist responded, well, it would be hypocritical of me to suddenly say I want to be a Christian, but could you please make the bear a Christian? Very well, said the voice. I'll do that. I'll make the bear a Christian. At that moment, the bear lowered his paw, bowed his head, and prayed, Lord, please bless this food which I'm about to receive. The man heard a voice from the sky, but today I want to speak to you about how to hear the voice of God. Today our tour of the book of the Acts of the Apostles, and we, for those of you who are visiting with us, we've been going through the Acts of the Apostles step by step. And our tour of the Acts of the Apostles has arrived in Acts chapter 16. And in chapter 15, Paul and Barnabas, you'll remember that they were the team that went on the first missionary journey. Paul and Barnabas have now split forces, and Paul has begun his second missionary journey with Silas. This journey, this second missionary journey of Paul, would take 3 years from about AD 49 to AD 52, and it would cover over 3,000 miles. Now you can imagine a 3,000-mile journey without automobiles or planes or speeding boats. You can imagine what an experience that must have been. But as I read this first few verses of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, what struck me as I prepared was the many references to how God was leading Paul and Silas. these men and their traveling companions, Timothy, and we'll get to Timothy in a moment, but Paul and Silas, as he traveled with Timothy and Luke, because you'll find Luke is also being brought into this, and we might not have time to go into that today. But suffice it to say, as these four men who traveled, they would travel, particularly the first three, they would travel 3,000 miles, they'd cross the Aegean Sea, they would land in Europe and take the gospel there for the first time. All this time, during all the challenges and the difficulties, Paul and Silas would know for certain that God was leading them. Have you ever wished that you could be sure that God was leading you? Have you ever wished that you could be sure this is the right job? And when you're offered another opportunity, have you ever wished that you could be sure which way to go? You see, people everywhere have yearned to hear the voice of God. They wish that God would speak to them like He did in time past. You've had that wish, haven't you? People have asked me, does God still speak to us today? Is it possible to hear His voice? How can I know what God wants me to do? How can I know the leading of God? And today I have some good news. Because I want you to know God still speaks to us. I can say this with confidence, not only because of the Word of God, but I can say it with confidence because I have heard His voice over and over again. And if you don't mind, this morning I'm going to share some more illustrations, personal illustrations than I normally do, because I want you to realize this issue of God speaking to us is not something that only happened in Bible times. You say, Brother Brian, are you saying to me God spoke to you audibly? Well, guess what? God has not spoken to me audibly, but He has spoken to me so clearly, it's just as if He had spoken audibly. Let me first share with you five ways God speaks to us, as I try and relate some of these to the passage we have in front of us. The first way God speaks to us, He speaks to us through His Word. And I know we want to hear God audibly, but I'm going to suggest to you, are you with me this morning? The primary way God speaks to us is through His Word. We hear God's voice when we spend time in study and quiet contemplation of His Word. Number one, I don't want you to miss this. The Bible prepares us. As I prepared this message, I went to the internet and I said, what are the primary things parents teach their kids? Every parent teaches their children some primary things, because there are some key things they want you to learn. There are some principles they want to build in you when you are young, even before you need to know these things. They are building them in you that it prepares you so that when the time comes, you know how to respond. For example, my parents told me how to tie my shoelaces. You see, there are some things that our parents taught us. And so guess what? I still tie my shoelaces. But why am I doing these things? Because my parents taught me to prepare me. And I want you to know that God's Word also prepares us. And part of why you're supposed to, listen good, young person and older person, part of why we're to spend time in the Word of God is because the Word of God is preparing you. God wants to put principles into your heart to prepare you. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 says, all Scripture is God-breathed, and is useful for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, and training in righteousness. Do you see that? God's Word prepares you. God's Word, it trains you, and it trains me into righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Don't you ever miss that. God's word is preparing you so that the Christian may be thoroughly equipped. Every time we read, God is training us. Every time you pick up your Bible, young man, young lady, every time you pick up this Bible and read, God is training you. He's speaking principles into your heart that He can bring back later to make a decision. So listen, you really want to know who's the right young lady and who's the right young man? I am suggesting to you, every time you pick up the Bible, you are closer to finding out who it is. I'll get back to you in a moment. You say, Brother Brian, explain that to me. Some years ago, I met this fine-looking sister. I liked what I saw. And so we developed a relationship. And the time came where I now had to find out, is this the girl you want me to marry? No, you know, I prayed and I didn't get a voice from heaven. But guess what? The Spirit of God started to let me check off some of the principles I had learned. And so He started getting me to ask the question, how does she feel about God? How committed is she to the Lord and to the Word of the Lord? I want to say to some of you young people that as you try and make these important decisions in your life, that you need to understand that God wants to prepare you in advance so that you can ask the right questions. How does she feel about the things of the Lord? Is she committed to the Lord? How does she treat her parents? Young people, these are principles. As I started thinking about this, this is stuff that the Lord brought to me about this young lady. I hope you get the idea. The principles that we ought to have been studying. And so I say to some of you young people, there's going to come a time in your life when you need to make this decision. I need to ask you then, how much time are you spending reading the Word of God? How much time are you spending memorizing the Word of God? How much time are you spending meditating on the Word of God? If you are really serious about hearing the voice of God, you would recognize that there is no substitute for studying the Word of God, because the primary way God speaks to you is through His Word.
We invite you to join us each Sunday at 10:45 a.m. as we go through a sermon series based on the book of Acts. This series is entitled Pentecostal Power, Lessons from the Early Church. These studies will explore the epic journey of the first followers of Christ who, through the power given at Pentecost, changed the world. Come and discover how these lessons learned from the early church can change our lives today. For further information, please call our church office at 215-242-5550. That's 215-242-5550. And now back to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
So the Word of God prepares us. I hope you got that. It prepares us. But secondly, the Word of God prompts us. You say, what do I mean? I am saying there are times that as you study the Word of God, He's just putting in information, precepts, he's etching them in your heart and in your memory. But there's another time that you read the Word of God and the Word of God leaps out and God says, do this. Has that ever happened to you? Where God is actually, you're reading and the Word of God prompts you and God says, this is what you are to do right now. And I tell you, when you are sure that God is saying, God's Word is prompting you. People may say, oh, it didn't prompt you. But I tell you, it gives you boldness to follow what God is telling you to do. The Word of God prepares us, but it prompts us. I want you to know that the Bible is more reliable than an audible voice. Because, let's be honest, I bet if I asked you for a show of hands, many of you would say that you would really like to hear God speak to you audibly. I believe most people would rather God speak audibly rather than having to read His Word. It's so much easier. God's Word is more reliable than an audible voice, because if you heard an audible voice, how would you be sure it was God? Have you ever thought of that? How would you be really sure it was the voice of God? You see, when you read the Word of God, you can be sure this is God speaking. Amen? But God's Word in the Bible is more reliable than any so-called prophet you can hear. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 37. If anyone thinks they are a prophet or otherwise gifted by the Spirit, let them acknowledge that what I am writing to you is the Lord's command. This is authoritative. This is more reliable than any prophet. A prophet may come, or a so-called prophet may come, and say whatever they want to say, and you can't be sure, did they really get that from God? But when I pick up my Bible and I read my Bible, I know this is coming from heaven. Amen? This is from heaven to earth. I am hearing the voice of God. But number one, God speaks to us through His Word. But secondly, God speaks to us through His Spirit. Look with me at Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verse 6, right in front of you. And it says here, Paul and his companions traveled through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. In verse 6, the Spirit of Jesus stopped them, and in verse 7, the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to enter. These people were being led by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God was telling them what to do. The Holy Spirit will lead us into God's will. Now, I need to stop here. This only applies to a Christian. If you're here this morning and Jesus Christ is not your Savior and Lord, this does not apply to you. The Holy Spirit will lead you nowhere. The only place He wants to lead you is to the foot of the cross, where you can say, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. But the believer in Jesus Christ is indwelt by the Spirit. My Bible tells me in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, for those who are what? Are led by the Spirit of God. Are what? You see, the Spirit of God, the child of God, the Spirit of God comes and He lives inside every believer, and He will lead you into the will of God. Let me tell you a story. I must have been about 19 or 20 years old. Had my devotions one night, turned the light off, and as I'm lying in my bed, the Spirit of God gives me the outline of a message. Notice how the strangest thing? By the way, I never ever preached a message in my life. And if you want to know how did I become a preacher, that's how I'm going to tell you. I'm in my bed, the lights are off, and the Spirit of God gives me the outline of a message. And I said, He's telling me, get up and write the outline down. And I'm saying, no, I'm not getting up and writing the outline down. Oh, because I don't preach. I don't preach. I don't teach. I don't do nothing. I come to church. I'm talking to some of my brothers and sisters who you just come to church. I'm not gifted as no preacher. I have never done it in my life. And the Spirit of God says, get up and write this outline down. And I said, no. But do you know, obviously, what finally happened? The Spirit of God talked to you enough time. You better get up or you ain't going to sleep. So I got up, got my pen, I'm writing out a whole message. I have prepared a message, and I have never preached. You'd be shocked to know 6 weeks later, the church I attended, it supplied preachers for churches in the rural areas of Jamaica. And the man who was to go could not go. His car had broken down. He was sick. I don't remember all the story. All I know, I got a call this Sunday afternoon. So there's no time to prepare a message. I get a call this Sunday afternoon. Brother Brian, I can't go to so-and-so, and they're expecting me. There's no way, there's no phones, by the way, with these rural areas. We have no way of communicating with them. Could you please take my place? I says, brother, I cannot take your place. I am not a... He says, but brother, I don't have anybody. I tried brother so-and-so, and all these brothers are not able to go. Couldn't you do it, brother? You have a car. That was my qualification was I had a car. It's amazing how God said, use some simple thing. I had a car and I had money to buy gas. So He says, brother, you have a car. You can go. I said, but I've never preached. And while I am insisting, I cannot go. Guess what happens? The Spirit of God speaks to me and said, you have a message. And I said, so the more I'm thinking, the more I'm saying no, the Spirit of God said, you got a message. I gave you a message. Is that amazing? Who would have known that today I'd be standing here sharing the Word of God with you? Because the Spirit of God led me to get up out of my bed one night and to write a message down. Young person, this ought to speak to some of us, shouldn't it? That sometimes you sell yourself short. Sometimes you have no idea how God has gifted you because you're so convinced. There's some preachers sitting on the bench right now. You're convinced you can't do this and you can't do that. It's not about what you can do. The Spirit of God, He is the one who has given gifts to the church. And He says, listen, so sometimes when you feel that urge, some of you feel an urge, and some of you haven't gotten to the point where He told you to write a message down. You know why He hasn't told you to write a message? Because you haven't picked up your Bible yet. But pick up your Bible. Let God speak to you through His Word. Young lady, young man, older person, I challenge you, take up this Bible. And let the Spirit of God speak to you through His Bible and let Him lead you. So I am suggesting to you one of the ways that God speaks to us. He speaks to us through His Spirit. We need to follow the Spirit of God fully, not partially. And I honestly believe that most of us would like to follow Jesus partially. About 10 days ago, I was in Florida and this gentleman let me drive his Tesla. I had never driven an electric car before. Little did I know how incredibly powerful this car was. I checked it up. It's the fastest 5-passenger car acceleration in the world. Who would have thought an electric car could do 0 to 60 in 2.6 seconds? I was launched from the launching pad. But you know, after a while, the gentleman said to me, he said, why don't you just let it drive itself? I said, let it drive itself? He said, yes, just press that button. If you press that button, it will drive itself. You press another button, can tell it what speed you want to go. Brother Matt here, you should be driving one of these Teslas. You press that button, you set the maximum speed. You press another button, and you say how close you want to come to the next car in front of you. So the car is now fully automated. It knows it shouldn't come too close. It knows it should slow down. It can pass the other car if it needs to pass the other car. It's totally on its own. So the car is driving itself. It's turning the corner. It's straightening up. And the whole of that time, Brother Grant's hand is around the steering wheel. Are you honest? I'm not holding on. But I'm just in case. Oh, of course, with a Tesla, you better just in case. Brother Clive reminded me, he said, you know, the problem with us as Christians, remember there was a bumper sticker some years ago, God is my co-pilot. That's how we treat Him. God is my co-pilot. God, come on in and take and sit with me. But God, let me drive. God, if I need you sometimes, I'll turn over the wheel. I want to ask you, young person, older one, is God piloting your life? Is He totally in control? Are you following Him? Have you made a decision to fully commit your life to Jesus Christ and to His Lordship? Or is He just your co-pilot? If we want to hear the voice of God, I say to you, young person, older one, I say to you, if you want to hear the voice of God, we must yield totally to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Thanks for tuning in today. We trust this was a real encouragement to you. If you made a decision for Christ today, or if we can be of any spiritual encouragement, please contact us. Counselors are available to respond to your questions and to send you resources that will help in your walk with Christ. You can reach us weekdays at 215-242-5550. That's 215-242-5550, or by visiting our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org.
Living God's Way is the broadcast ministry of the Germantown Christian Assembly, located at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join us for worship each Sunday at 10:45 a.m. and for Tuesday night community connections every Tuesday at 6 p.m. And now, on behalf of Pastor Brian Grant, Steve Washington, and our entire church family, this is Taylor Noble reminding you to tune in same time next week for another edition of Living God's Way.